Okay, next patient is Mary Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. Mary Walker was born 12-18-52. He was seen yesterday, which was 10-5. So Ms. Walker is a 70-year-old woman who suffers from, let me get her hospital notes, that's better. Who was recently hospitalized with history of dysphagia, weight loss, diverticulitis, forgetfulness. Exacerbation of COPD, cough, congestion. Patient is not on O2 because she's a smoker. She needs to be on O2. She needs to quit smoking, but she does use a nebulizer on a regular basis, period. She also has been very weak, using a walker to get around, period. Medication includes atorvastatin, 20 milligram once a day, Zyrtec, 10 milligram a day, doxepin, 100 milligram a day, Entresto, 24, 28 twice a day. Lunesta, 3 milligram at night time. Folic acid, 1 milligram a day. Iron, 325 a day. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligram daily. Crystallose for constipation. Lumigen for eye drops. On the statin and pantoprazole, along with Synthroid 75 and Neurontin, 300 milligram twice a day. Patient lives alone, under social. She does smoke, she doesn't drink. She used to be in management, insurance agency. Used to work in management, office management, then worked at an insurance agency. She's divorced and has 3 kids. Mom and dad. Mom died of CHF. Dad's still alive. Dad, she doesn't know much about him. Sorry. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system. Shortness of breath all the time. Weight loss. Oh, other medication. Sorry. ProAir. Add this in there. Ranexa. R-E-N-E-X-A. Zoloft, 100 milligram once a day. Ranexa is 500 milligram twice a day. Symbicort, 160-4.5 twice a day. Vesicare, 5 milligram a day. Allergy and drug allergy. Also, other medical problems include histocholecystitis, status post cholecystectomy, colon polyps, anxiety, asthma, severe COPD, severe. Tobacco abuse, depression, gastroesophageal reflux, heart attack, 2016, hepatitis B, abnormal EKG, right-sided Bunderbinch block, history of hypothyroidism, insomnia, headache, migraine, headache, skin disorders, sleep apnea, using a CPAP. And when she does, and history of thyroid problems. Also in the family history, put down a brother with history of liver cancer, sister with bleeding ulcer, grandmother with uterine cancer. Did we cover everything? Medical, surgical, social allergies, He's not allergic to any medication, by the way. Review of system. Yeah, we did cover everything. Let me look. Blood pressure is 115/77, respiration is 18. Febrile heart, distant heart sounds, lungs, ronchi and rouse, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, obese, cannot rule out ascites, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal contamination, lower extremity shows muscle wasting. There's also temporal wasting present. Patient assessment. Here we have a 70-year-old woman with end-stage COPD with multiple other issues and problems. That was discussed above. Patient has esophagitis, hiatal hernia, causing her severe abdominal pain and gastric pain. Biopsies were negative for cancer. Positive ulceration of the esophagus noted. Patient has lost weight, has become quite weak. Patient has been in and out of the hospital for the past 2 years, doesn't want to go back to the hospital. Patient had a discussion regarding hospice care with her primary care physician regarding her end-stage COPD. She doesn't want to quit smoking. She wants to do exactly what she's doing. And for this reason, patient was referred to hospice care. Patient lives alone, needs provider services, has provider services, but sometimes they don't show up. Like today, they didn't come till 7 p.m., and she's complaining of being hungry. That needs to be evaluated, of course. Period. Patient does need O2, but does not want to use O2 because of the fact that she's a smoker, and that cannot be allowed in the apartment, obviously. Overall prognosis is poor. We'll talk to patient furthermore regarding her use of O2. Continue with NEP treatment and CPAP machine at this time. Thank you.